Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Byram needs a contract. He's got two more years. He's a non-restricted free agent, so Buffalo doesn't have to do anything here with two more years of team control. And whenever a team trades for a player like Buffalo did a couple years ago, you know they see value in him and they like him. So you always have to keep that as part of your overall thinking. But there is no doubt that his name is out there. There's just been an agent change. So that always leads to conversation about what does this mean. But there's no doubt his name is out there. There is no doubt they are gauging market value on him. And we'll see where this takes us. But there is definitely noise around the Byram name and the Buffalo Sabres.
Elliot Friedman on Bo Byram and noise around the Sabres defenseman's name. Meanwhile, as we bring in Paul Hamilton here, Paul, I don't know if you knew this or not. It's not exactly the kind of thing people know. Happy birthday, the Sabres. Today is the day the franchise was launched. May 22nd is the... I looked it up because I thought, oh, May 22nd. That sounds like a famous Sabres playoff game in history. I know the Fog game was yesterday. And I'm like, all right, May 22nd, Sabres history. Turns out it's the Sabres' birthday. Happy birthday, Sabres.
Now, that's also, what, Howard Simon's 50th birthday?
Yeah, I believe so. 60th, Paul.
60th?
Yeah, yeah.
That day?
Yeah. Long time ago. he was considering retirement when they launched, and he just, you know, stuck through it for a while. Happy birthday, Sabres. All right, Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. We'll chat some Sabres here, the Bo Byram stuff there, and an update on Rochester. They lost last night. Paul, the thing about, you know, I know sometimes rumors and insiders and all this. The one thing about Byram and these sort of conversations, it seems to be a pretty consistent message throughout. And I've seen some reporting again that it's about the role that he wants. And he views himself as a kind of a top guy. And here, there's a tough road to be a top guy. So to me, it kind of all lines up. Do they want to pay him? Does he want a different kind of circumstance? Do you buy all this, that they would be shopping him, that they would be considering a move to move things around on the hockey team with Byram being the target to go out?
Well, you know, Kevin Adams, also, if a player says he doesn't want to be here, he's not going to be here. And, you know, one thing Elliot said, which is true, I mean, they were talking, well, he cleaned out his house. Well, you can clean out your house all you want. You're stuck here for two more years if that's what the Sabres want. Now, Adams has been very consistent with this, that he does not want anybody here who does not want to be here. And if he went in there and told him that he doesn't want to be here, and that would be the reason, you know, that he wants a bigger role, a role he knows he's not going to get when Darlene is here. And, you know, you can add Power to that list also. I mean, most nights he was better than Power, but more towards the end of the year he wasn't. So he had an up and down year, and basically when he was with Rasmus Dahlin, he played very, very well. When he wasn't, it was average at best. And now you can re-sign him and pair him with Rasmus Dahlin. And it works very, very well for you, but you're kind of pigeonholed then. I mean, it's like, well, what happens when you don't want him with Rasmus Dahlin, or you want somebody else with him, or you don't want Rasmus Dahlin playing the right side, or you don't want him playing the right side? It works well when they're together. One of them plays the right side, usually Dahlin, and they don't have a problem with it. They play very well. So if you went out and got player A to play with Owen Power, all right, that's fine. Then Byram can play with Dahlin. But also, do you want to sign a guy for anywhere from $6 to $8 million per season and have him pigeonholed that, well, he's got to play with Dahlin or he's not any good? Or thinking, well, he'll improve, you know, type of a thing with other players. So, you know, if he went in there and told them that he does not want to be a Buffalo Sabre, then they will try to accommodate him.
Paul, what kind of value could Byram get? Is he about the same as he was when the Sabres traded Mittelstadt? I mean, I feel like it's not that long. Could I say, all right, the Sabres traded a Mittelstadt for Byram. Could they get a Mittelstadt caliber player? However you think that might be, that's a guy that needs a change of scenery. We know he had his time here. They went to Colorado. He was traded again. But to me, that's a guy on your roster that if you trade for him, he's in your lineup. The idea would be you could trade Byram possibly for a player that would immediately be in your lineup.
Definitely, definitely. I don't think he's any worse than he was when they traded for him. And he played some good hockey here at times. And that's what he did in Colorado. I remember when Colorado won the Cup. That's when I found, oh, who's this guy? Look at him. I thought he was one of their better, other than McCarr, I thought he was one of their better guys. I thought he played very, very well through that playoff run for them. And I seen him play very, very well for the Sabres at times too, as usually with Dahlin. But so he was inconsistent here. He was inconsistent there. That's why they were looking to trade him, because of the inconsistency. And they felt they needed another centerman to and they thought they had gotten it in Casey Mittelstadt. And when he first got to Colorado, it looked like he was going to rip it up for them. And then all of a sudden he didn't. I mean, both players, if you look at it, I think played the way they did with their old teams, very inconsistently. And Colorado with Mittelstadt, I don't even think they gave him a year. He was gone before I think a year was up, or it just was a year. This isn't working out. So, that's the thing, is they don't have to trade him now if there's not a good deal on the table. They've got 2 years to do it. I mean, now if he doesn't want to be here anymore, he's not going to sign a 6-year or 8-year deal or anything like that. He's going to do what Sam Reinhart said, right? Sam Reinhart says, I've got one more year here. If you want me to play one more year here, I'll play one more year, and then I'm gone. You know, and the Sabres wound up trading him before that year started, so they only had a year to do it with him, where with Byram, they've got 2 years. So, yeah. You know, they could keep him here for another year, or maybe they might want to see how it goes for another year.
One thing we talked about yesterday, Paul, with Byram was he never, ever really plays power play. And I don't know if you feel like he's someone that could do that.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Maybe that's what he wants. Is that part of the bigger role?
It's
kind of amazing how many power play points he has in his career. It's 10. 10 points in like 270 games. So you'd think the skill set is there. What I'm getting at, Paul, is, I mean, I'm not sure the Sabres are of a mind to just do something just for trade value, but if they gave him an opportunity, if they knew they were going to trade him, and you say, like you said, they've got 2 years to do this, they could say, you know what, let's give him some power play time, see if we can boost his point totals, and if he gets his point totals up, maybe we get more in a trade.
And the thing is, Owen Power was no great shakes on the power play anyway, so I wondered a lot. We actually I remember chatting about this with you guys. It's like, well, why not give him a chance out there? It's not like I understand that maybe you feel that Power being the number one overall pick should be a good power play guy, but he really hasn't been so far. And, you know, why not give him a chance? The only time he would get a chance is when Darlene or Power were out of the lineup, and then he'd get an opportunity. Well, same thing in I'm not surprised at all about his power play points, because what happened in Colorado? There's a guy named McCarr over there, and he's not gonna be running the power play there either. He wants to be someplace where he can, and I think he's very capable of doing it. And I just never understood, when things were going so poorly, why not give him the opportunity? Why do we have to sit there and pound your head against the wall, and it's got to be Owen Power? Why?
But Paul, let's take it from the Sabres side of things. How much of an appetite would there be from them, without him saying, hey, I want to be moved, to say, you know what, maybe we need to remake this and we have to pay him at some point here. He is an RFA this year. Or how does it go with him with restricted free agency? He is arbitration eligible.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I would still, you're looking at a deal. I think, you know, it's going to be around between $6 and $8 million. You know, whether he signs a 1-year deal, a 2-year deal, an 8-year deal, which doesn't, obviously that's not happening. So I think that's what you're looking at right now. So they could, you know, now he could just sign his qualifying offer if he wanted to. And now you can give him a 2-year qualifying offer. It's a 1 or 2 year type of a situation. But you that's the thing. The Sabres, again, they would like to get this over. If he has gone in there and said, I don't want to be here, they would like to get it over with, but they're not going to get it over with just to do it, you know. And it's not like, you know, he was moping around or anything like that. You go in the locker room and he's kidding around with the guys, and he fits right in with them, and would usually have a smile on his face, you know, after practice. And it wasn't one of those things, I got to get out of here type of a thing. And, you know, Dylan Cousins being traded away doesn't help either. They were best friends, have been since, like, 7 years old. Now he's also been best friends with Krebs for many, many years. So he likes the guys around here. I think it's not that he hates the city or he hates his teammates. I think he hates his role. And he just wants to be somewhere where he is going to have a more expanded role.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline chatting with us about the Sabres and Amerks in a moment. Paul, the senior advisor, Kevin Adams, roll any, I don't know, any tumbleweeds rolling by about that? You still think that's something that they will look to do?
Yeah, especially if, you know, they want to be sure, and who knows, you know, how many people they're talking to for that role. So, yeah, it's you know, are they waiting for Rochester to be done in Karmanos? You know, where, well, is this a guy that basically would replace him? You know, are they looking to move him out? But they're waiting for the Amherst to be done, and that maybe they have a guy in mind. If that's what they're doing, maybe they have a guy in mind, and they're not going to announce it until, you know, the Amherst are out, and then one would be out and one would be in, that type of a situation. So I don't think it's a big cause for alarm that it hasn't been announced or they don't have a guy yet. They tend to be very, you know, let's be sure, let's do our due diligence and that those types of things. I mean, we haven't heard anything about the coaching staff either. Does that mean they're not doing anything with the coaching staff? Does that mean they haven't found who they're looking for? Does that mean they're waiting for Michael Pekka to make a decision? At least no decision has been announced.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Make a decision. What decision is there to make?
Or let the New York Rangers make a decision.
Oh, okay.
Somebody make a decision.
I just want to make sure we're clear. Like, is there something on the table that we're unaware of here for him?
No, not a decision here.
But okay.
What are the Rangers doing with him?
Right.
You know, he did not get fired. So, you know, are they keeping him? Are they not? What's the situation there? If they aren't, would he be interested in coming back here under another head coach? So a guy he's played for, and he likes doing that. I mean, that's one of the reasons he went to New York, because he got to coach with a guy that he played for.
Paul, I bring it up a lot. You know, I talk about like Ryan Miller and Thomas Vanek, who are in the Sharks front office, and Pekka. It's something that is done in the NHL, where your alumni kind of become your board of directors or your front office. And I do feel like if Pekka were brought back, that would be a move that the Sabres would get a lot of credit for, locally at least. And again, like, he's working for the Rangers, so accomplished enough. I'd be all about that move and bringing, you know, another set of eyes, a guy that cares. I mean, I think honestly, Paul, Sabres fans would be encouraged by the idea that people that have been part of the organization in the past are still here and still want it to be great and want to work at it. So, I mean, I'd be on board with the Pekka idea.
Yeah, I would also. And if it doesn't work out for Lindy Ruff, you know, that maybe he'd be a guy that he's not going to take a head coaching job till he feels he's ready. And I've always gotten the impression he hasn't felt he was ready yet. I don't know if he's gotten any offers, you know, but I just felt he's always been that way. And, you know, a guy like Ryan Miller eventually, he said it on our air, he said it in an interview I've done with him, that he eventually would like to build a hockey team, being a general manager. But
I'm ready to give him the keys, Paul. I keep saying it. Like, I feel like there'd be another one. If they hired him in the same kind of role, again, you see this in the NHL where he's the GM in waiting. The Blues did this with Alex Steen, maybe. The Briere was this in Philadelphia, too, brought on before. And then, I mean, I would sign up for it.
The thing is with Ryan Miller and what he said to me when we talked about it is he's got to be ready to leave California, and he's not yet.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, he's not going to be sitting in California, even if he took on a Eric Staal-type role. He's going to be there. You know he's going to, you know, put everything he has into it and be there. So he has to be of the mindset that he's ready to move. Also, which he wasn't ready to do when we had the conversation, which is why he would be doing something with the Sharks, you know, and the opportunity came with Mike Greer, and that's why he would be doing that. Now, Thomas Vanek is a different story, you know, being a Minnesota guy, you know, what does he want to do? Does he want to still coach his kids, which I think he's still doing, if I'm not mistaken. He's talked about it when he's on with Peters and Reve, you know, coaching his kids and having a great time doing that. That's the same thing with Ryan Miller. He's enjoying being with his kids, and you know. But when the time comes that he's going to be all in, he wants to be all in. And that just at that time when I had a chance to chat with him, he just wasn't there yet.
Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, Paul, on to the Amherst, who lost to Laval last night. And from what I see in the numbers, and you can speak to this a little bit more, Levi's just not had a great series.
No, he hasn't. He did so well against Syracuse, and you look at it. Mike Leone was on with Duffer and Marty yesterday, and he talks about shot volume, and I've heard him talk about it before. And Rochester usually does it for him. They get shot volume for him because he feels they have the type of team that causes chaos with that shot volume. Well, they certainly got it last night with 33 shots, and Primo made 32. I put up in the article a couple of saves that he had in that game. And Laval had 5 shots in the third period and scored 3 times. The one that he would want back is, you know, Rusick scored at 2:46 and tied the game. It was only a 1-0 game going into the third period. And now it's tied, and it only took Laval a little over 2 minutes to tie it. And it was a goal that definitely Levi would want back. Xhaka came in down the right side. He's on the backhand. It was a beautiful backhand shot up under the bar, but you got to have a save there. I mean, you just have to have a save for your team to keep the game at 1-1. And so far you'd played pretty well, but you hadn't been too busy. Laval had 7 shots in the first period, 8 in the second. And as I said, they got 5 in the third and scored 3 times. So the other goals were just basically a turnover that turned into a goal. It was actually 2 turnovers that turned into a goal. Some battles that weren't won behind the net. So as you watch the goals that Laval scored, they weren't the typical type of goals that Rochester normally gives up. 3 out of the 4 would be goals that, you know, you usually don't see guys standing around the net by themselves. Like Tuck, 15 seconds into the game, he's right there. Nobody's with him. He tips in Reinbacher's shot. So those aren't the type of – that's not the type of defense that Rochester normally plays. And they only gave up 20 shots, so it wasn't like they were horrendous defensively, but they were horrendous on the goals that where they just guys weren't being covered.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. So next up for the Amherst is tomorrow night facing elimination against Laval. They have to win 2 road games in a row because the series goes 2-3.
Right, yeah. And that was Laval's choice.
Right.
That being the higher seed, they had the chance to, you know, go that way or
2-2-1 is the other way, right? Yeah.
Right. So they chose to, all right, we'll go to Rochester, let's at least get a split, and then we get to go home for 3, and we're the best team in the league, even though Rochester is a good road team. And Rochester is a team that gets off the mat too. They've already done it in this series. You know, they lost game 1 5-4 and played very well in game 2. They won 5-3. It could have been a lot more. They could have won this game. You know, when it was 1-0 for 40 minutes, Primo stood on his head. Primo gave up 4 goals in the first game. He's won 2 games in this series. He didn't get the loss. He didn't play in that game. But, you know, so they know they can score on him, but they certainly didn't in this game. He, of course, was the number 1 star. And so he's had one game and one really good game. And look at Levi. Levi had a good game in game 2. He gave up 3, but he played really, really well, and I wouldn't blame him for any of the 3 goals. You know, he also gave up 5 in game 1, and now he's given up 4 in game 3. So, you know, you look at his numbers in this series alone, it's 4.07 and an .836 save percentage in 3 games, and that's not going to cut it.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. Paul, thank you, and yes. Happy birthday to the Sabres.
Yes.
What did you get them? Did you get them anything?
I don't know. What does Sabretooth need?
What does Sabretooth need? I don't know.
Does a Sabretooth need a toothbrush?
A new T-shirt gun.
There you go.
A more powerful T-shirt gun. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton. The Amherst play Laval tomorrow, and if they don't win, their season ends. Jeremy and Joe, Sal is in for Joe. When we return, Sal's going to give us the inside, behind the scenes, director's cut story about filming. You auditioned. You got a role. We're excited to hear all about it. We're going to hear your line, dramatic readings of your lines.
I could share a little bit. There's not much.
All right.
But I did get a speaking part in the Hallmark movie.
Let's go.
And yesterday was I was in 2 scenes.
All right.
One was speaking, one was not. Couple of lines.
Very We got to talk about who you met. Were you in, even with Tony Danza?
It was an experience.
We'll get the full story when we return here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.